podcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
This is the mission. Destroy the axis of evil. Low self-esteem, lack of knowledge, and loser mentality.
Finally! Finally!
Operation in progress. Securing perimeter.
Victory Unlimited, the soldier for higher thinking. We are at war!
War! War!
I thought I told you!
Victory Unlimited!
The broadcast begins. For months now, Victory Unlimited's been on a secret mission. But now, the soldier for higher thinking has returned.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. That's right. Just when you thought it was safe to stick your head out the foxhole, here come some more knowledge bombs. So take cover, because we got a voicemail.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a
mission. We're on a... Hey, VU, this is Drew from Atlanta, Georgia. I got a quick question. I am a 45-year-old guy, but here lately I've been getting a lot of attention from women in their late 20s and early 30s. Can you do a show about how us older guys can date younger girls? Or is it true that younger women don't really like older guys?
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy, propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
Drew, you were doing so well up until you set off the propaganda alert. It must have been that part where you said that younger women don't really like older men. Well, here's some hardcore truth and hopefully some good news for you. Historically, women have always been attracted to older men to some extent, and that hasn't really changed today either. In fact, I probably go so far as to say that probably about half the women you know just love to claim to be, quote unquote, more mature than the men their age, and the other half might actually be, who knows. But I just wanted to point that out, because that's why a lot of girls that you grew up with in high school was off limits to you, because they were already taken by the older guys who were already in college, remember? Again, women have always been into older guys, always. A man with maturity, wisdom, and stability, a man who's comfortable in his own skin, which is, by the way, practically the textbook definition of an older man. This is what most women get turned on by. Now, just how much older women are willing to date and how much younger a man is willing to date is always something that's going to be an individual thing. After a certain point of mental maturity, the differences between ages sometimes only come down to things like how much can two people relate to each other? How much do they have in common? And of course, is there still some actual, real mutual sexual attraction going on between them? When all of these factors are taken in, within reason, of course, then that old saying becomes true. Age ain't nothing but a number. For real, there can be a big difference between a 30-year-old man dating a 20-year-old woman, but the difference between that same man dating that same woman when he is 40 and she is 30 can damn near be negligible and not even worth talking about. What I'm saying here is that the older both of you are, the less the age gap is going to matter over time, at least in regards to being able to relate to each other. Now, granted, there are still a lot of potential positives and negatives, you know, that factor into an older man dating a younger woman. But for this show, for the purposes of this show, I'm just going to focus on the positives because I want to see you guys get the victory out here. Yeah, pun intended. So today I'm going to roll out this actionable intel for you guys. I'm going to give you 20 strategies that you can use to attract and date younger women. But keep in mind, these aren't necessarily in any kind of chronological order in the timeline of the dating and relationship process. But wherever you happen to find yourself and you can use these strategies, use them to your benefit. Strategy number one, do your YCR. That means do your young chick recon. Before we can even talk about how to attract or meet younger women, we gotta find them first, if possible. If possible, I'm gonna tell you this, always try to meet younger women in what I like to call age neutral zones. What this means is don't be the old guy at the young hip hop club or the indie rock spot. Don't be the only older guy grad student trying to pick up hot young chicks at the frat / sorority party. Remember, old school was just a movie, and it was a comedy at that, because the very idea of a bunch of older guys trying to relive their youth by pretending to be young is a ridiculously funny idea to most people. But check this out. There's one exception to that. There's one exception to this rule. The only surefire way to meet and attract younger women in an environment where mostly younger people are is to somehow be a man in an elevated position, higher than everybody else there. In other words, if you meet her at a club, be the club manager or the club owner. If you meet her at the university, be one of the professors on campus. Or if you meet her at a work-related function, be one of the men in a leadership position. Be somebody's boss. But not hers, of course, because you ain't really trying to get fired over a trumped up sexual harassment charge, are you? Now, I'm not saying that as an older man, you can't meet women in clubs and bars and night spots and all of that. But what I am saying is that you'll always have better odds of meeting them in a more naturalized way. I mean, like in places where your age or her age is not even a factor, and it's not so glaringly obvious based on the venue alone. If you want to stand out in a crowd to younger women, you're better off doing it by meeting them while you're going about your normal day, doing the things that you do all the time, like while you're at the grocery store, while you're out paying your bills, shopping for clothes, filling your tank up with gas, etc., etc. You know, you can also meet women at cultural events, sporting events, outdoor festivals, conventions, work-related events, or even at churches, synagogues, mosques, or what have you. Or even better, you can meet younger women by being casually introduced to them through friends, relatives, associates, even co-workers. But the most important thing to keep in mind if you're an older man out to meet younger women is this. You'll always have a better chance of getting to know them if you either A, meet them in places where you have a higher status than they do or the guys their age do. B, meet them somewhere where you won't stand out from everybody else there just because of your age. C, meet them through normal, natural, everyday means, again, while you're out running your errands and living your life. Or D, meet them through other people that you know. Because that way, you know, when you meet women that way, a lot of them will give you more of an opportunity to get to know them because you come to them, in a sense, pre-approved. Strategy number two. The number two strategy that you can use to attract and date younger women is this. After you meet them and make their acquaintance, then you're going to be faced with a question. You have to decide, how are you going to handle any hesitation she may have about going out with you because of your age difference? And that's if she has any hesitation. Well, if she does, well, I'm going to have to let you know right now that this strategy that I'm talking about right now comes with a disclaimer, because there's a very low percentage chance that you'll be able to get away with it. But if you want to try it and you think you can pull it off, then go ahead. But again, I can't really recommend this 100%. So what is this strategy? The strategy is don't discuss your age at all. Ignore it altogether, if at all possible. Or if it does come up, just brush it off with some humor and some exaggeration if you can. For example, if she asks you how old you are, just tell her, hey, I'm 179 years old, and attempt to just try to laugh it off and change the subject. Or if she's like 10, 15, 20 years younger than you, and she asks you your age, and you happen to be like, say, in your 30s, 40s, or 50s or beyond, rather than just telling her, hey, I'm 38, 47, or 59, instead just say, I'm in my 30s, or I'm in my 40s, or I'm in my 50s, etc. Then change the subject to other things and see if you can get past it. Now, I know that might sound a little bit far-fetched to you, like you may be saying, hey, that could never work. But believe it or not, there are quite a few cases where some women start to really, really like a guy and actually start developing feelings for these guys before they found out what their real age was. Then when they did find out exactly how old these guys were, it didn't matter. It didn't matter enough to those ladies because they were already into them. So age difference was no longer important enough to be a deal breaker. I've seen stuff like this happen a lot, and you probably have too. Sometimes when a younger woman falls for an older guy, even her girlfriends can't talk her out of it. Her girlfriends might say something like, but he's 10, 15 years older than you. But she'll just tell them, yeah, but he doesn't look his age though. Or she'll say, yeah, but he's so much more interesting than the guys my age though. Or she'll say, yeah, he might be older, but he knows what he wants. He's not into playing games. And I'm tired of guys who are playing games. That's right. Younger women tend to make all these kinds of arguments in your favor once they're into you. But if they had known about how big the age difference between the two of you was at the beginning, those same women would have prematurely disqualified those guys out of their lives with extreme prejudice, literally cheating themselves out of the good relationship that they're actually enjoying now. The critical thing to keep in mind here, though, is do not lie about your age. No, never lie about your age. Just try to avoid bringing it up at all if you can. Because if you do lie and she finally finds out about it, and she will, there's usually no recovering from that kind of deception. There's no coming back. There's no coming back from blatantly trying to trick a girl like that. There's no coming back from tricking a woman like that. You might as well just go reach into your kitchen drawer, grab the biggest fork you can find, and then stick it in yourself, because you'll be done, son. Strategy number 3. If you suspect that she thinks you're too old for her and she has a real problem with it, then what you need to do is preemptively flip the script on her by making her think that she's too young for you. If she's got problems with your age, then just jokingly exaggerate her youngness and make her feel like she has to qualify herself to you and not the other way around. You know, in a lighthearted way, you know, make her feel like she's too young for you and that she's missing out because she's too young for you. Playing around with her like that could challenge her ego enough to make her want to give you a shot just to prove you wrong. Trust me, sometimes this actually works. Strategy number 4. Don't come out the pocket to knock it, because that'll just make you have to keep coming out the pocket to lock it. Don't lead with your money to try to attract these honeys. What I'm trying to say is that don't get caught out here basically paying a woman for her time and attention. That's not dating. That's baiting. And that automatically sets up the scenario where when your money's out, she's out. I don't care what you heard. A woman calling you Big Daddy in some cases can be a good thing, but her calling you Sugar Daddy in most cases is a bad thing. That is, unless you're the type of guy that has no shame about paying cash for ass. And if so, this show ain't for you, because we don't have any sugar daddies in this army, just soldiers. So if that ain't you, then you should keep it moving, because like I said, this show ain't for you. But for the rest of us, well, we're just going to go ahead and talk about strategy number 5. Strategy number 5. If at all possible, get fit or die trying. Now I'm slightly exaggerating, of course. Don't kill yourself, but do push yourself to the limit when it comes to taking care of yourself. Eating right and working to get yourself in the best physical shape that you've ever been in your life. Why do I say this? That's because all other things being equal, a 30-year-old man in great shape is going to have the physical attraction edge over a 20-year-old man who isn't. Just like a 40-year-old man is going to have the edge over a 30-year-old man who isn't. And so on and so on. Now, outside of flashing your wallet, which again is something that I don't recommend, one of the best ways for an older man to attract younger women is to not actually look like a quote unquote older man. In other words, just because in some people's opinions, you might be an old man, you don't necessarily have to look like one.
Look at him. Why, he's old as Methuselah.
Don't miss my point on purpose, though. It's understood that some of us may have some serious physical challenges going on, and not every one of us guys out here is going to be able to achieve that fitness model level physique with the 10% body fat ratio. But what if you committed yourself to trying to achieve that and you fell short? Well, guess what? More than likely, you'll still wind up looking and feeling better than the majority of guys your age and probably a whole lot of guys younger than you. So go ahead and get it in. You have nothing to lose but bad habits and excess body weight, and you got everything to gain. So when it comes to eating right and exercising, no more excuses. Get it in. Like I said, make it your goal for no one to ever be able to say this about you. Yeah, that guy over there. Yeah, I know him. He's X years old, and he looks every bit of it. Strategy number 6. In general conversations with younger women, keep in mind what I like to call the good weather man principle. In other words, keep all conversations with young women, keep them breezy and light, and not deep, dark, and cloudy. Talk about good things, happy things, exciting things, interesting things, but try to avoid talking about potentially divisive type of things, you know, like politics and religion and other hot button topics like that, because too much can go wrong. Too much can go wrong if you say the wrong thing about the right subject. That is, unless you met this chick at a place or event or a function that has to do specifically with one of those topics. Now, outside of that, better to just focus on just having a good time, not having a deep, meaningful, philosophical type of conversation, at least not yet. Let that kind of stuff come later. After you've managed to establish some real romantic attraction, your primary mission is to make her feel good. Not make her think. Remember, girls just want to have fun is more than just an old song from way back in the 80s. Troops. Strategy number 7. Dress and act your age. Be fashionable, you know, be energetic, but don't wear what kids wear and try to act like one too. Why? Because guess what? If a younger woman is interested in you, even if she doesn't know exactly how old you are, what she does know is that you're definitely not the same age that the guys that she usually dates. So with that being the case, dare to be different from them and own those differences through the power of your character, your confidence, your charisma, and your sense of humor. What I'm saying here is that if you're used to wearing conservative, well-put-together type clothes and acting like a grown-ass man, then don't try to impress a younger chick by showing up on dates trying to dress like Justin Bieber and act like Lil Wayne. Strategy number 8. Be true to yourself, as long as you're not corny. And that will go a long way in showing her who you really are at your core. Yeah, like I just said previously, dress like a man and act like a man, because that's more than likely why she's showing interest in you now, because you ain't what she's used to. Let me let you in on an open secret. If a younger woman is willingly choosing to spend time with you, an older man, and she's investing in getting to know you, more than likely it's because she's trying to experience something different with you. What she's doing is comparison shopping, my man. So continue to be bold and put away childish things. When she's sitting with you and noticing all of the young cats in the place that are there all around you, let her be able to clearly look at you and be able to say to herself, wow, this ain't that. You hear what I'm saying to you? Strategy number 9. When you're out with her, be engaging with everyone in your environment. Be exceptional around her with everybody that you come in contact with, whether it's waiters, waitresses, strangers, store clerks, ticket takers, it doesn't matter. What I'm basically telling you to do here is draft your own private army of supporters right there on the spot. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not necessarily talking about flirting with other women or anything like that. But what I'm talking about is reminding yourself to always be a man around them and anybody else. What I'm saying is let your masculinity flow unashamedly. And that'll increase the power of your romantic magnetism with her by default. Prove that you're the man by being the man. Now, it's not necessary to be the life of the party, but talk and act in ways that'll make you memorable, not only to her, but to everybody else around you and her. Strategy number 10. Never talk about having any kind of age preference in women. If it comes up, let her know that you don't seek out younger women or older women. You just try to be open and try not to ignore real chemistry and attraction wherever you find it. And if you do find it, that's what really makes you want to know more about that particular woman, regardless of her age. Never, never bash any woman of any age, especially in the presence of another woman. Always put on display that, hey, you're an equal opportunity type dude. Because women tend to pick up on the vibes that men give off, especially the vibes that men give off about themselves. So you don't want to come off as negative and bitter towards women of any age or for any reason. And while you're doing this and while you're sharing this point of view, believe in your viewpoint. And she'll be more prone to believe it too. You know how routine, natural, and normal you can make the idea of dating women despite their ages seem to you, the more you increase the chances of her not making such a big deal about it. Strategy number 11. Highlight what you have in common and shift the focus away from what you don't. That's right. Minimize talking about things that can potentially create wedges and barriers between you, and maximize talking about and focusing on all those things that can potentially bring you two closer together. As they used to say all the way back in the 70s, hey man, keep rapping to her, man, to see if you can vibe with her.
What's up, Slim?
You see, now you should have a whole new understanding of what it means to establish a rapport. with someone now, don't you? So do focus on what you have in common, and don't you fixate or allow her to fixate on the things that you don't. I mean, after all, it's just human nature. People tend to like people who are like them, and they tend to be more comfortable with and form quicker and stronger bonds with people who like some of the things that they do. People who think similarly to the ways that they do or believe in a lot of the same things that they do. Now, don't pretend, but if you do have things in common, play up those to see if there's a pathway for you to form some kind of connection that you can use to your romantic advantage. Strategy number 12. Demonstrate and communicate that you are totally unaffected by what other people think of you. That's right. If this mission goes according to plan and you are able to attract and start dating a woman younger than you, there are going to be times where you're going to get those looks from strangers. There are going to be times where you get those looks from people you know. There are going to be times where you get those looks from people that she knows. And by the way, not just looks, you're going to get comments. You're going to get endless amounts of commentary about your relationship from people who you didn't ask them their opinion, but they're going to give it anyway. And when that happens, that younger woman is going to be looking at you to see how you react to societal pressure, to familial pressure, to pressure from friends, coworkers, whoever. And if she sees you crack under pressure, if she sees you being somehow ashamed, then she is going to start developing some insecurities about it. So again, the best defense against this situation is to have a great and powerful offense. And that offense is, once again, demonstrate and communicate at all times that you are your own man to such an extent that you make your own rules and that you're comfortable in your own skin. And dating and enjoying a relationship with a younger woman is the easiest, most natural, and most normal thing that you've ever done before in your life. Strategy number 13. Invite her into your world. Don't try to invade hers. Now check this out. You can even use that phrase itself to paint her a picture of your world so that she can mentally imagine herself in it. During casual conversation, you can say things to her like, "In my world, I like to do this. I like to do that. I like to go here. I like to enjoy things like this," and so on and so on. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The point I'm trying to get across here is paint a picture of your world that's so bright, so grand, so great, so inviting that she'll want to be a part of it. As an older man, you should have more experience with certain things than she does. You should be more well-rounded and multifaceted than she is. In some categories, as an older man, you should be leading a more interesting life than she is, or the guys that she's dating might be. So use all of that to your advantage. Strategy number 14. Be the best sex she ever had. Yeah, I took it there. What you want to do is this. What you want to do is you want to be that guy. You want to be that guy who inspires her to be so wild and so crazy and so uninhibited that by the time that next morning comes, she'll have to check her own ID just to make sure that she's actually still that same person that she thought she was last night. After all, if you're older, then you should be wiser, because more than likely, she's not the first girl you've ever been with. So now that you've learned from all of the mistakes and fumbles and screw-ups that you've had in the past, you should be a better, more focused, more confident, more dominant, and less selfish lover than a lot of the guys younger than you by now, shouldn't you? Shouldn't you? Anyway, moving right along. Strategy number 15. Create new experiences for her. You can do this in several ways. You can take her to places that she's never been before. You can expose her to things she's never experienced before. Ideally, though, ideally, you should aim to do both. Don't just expose her to new things. Expose her to fun new things to broaden her horizons and expand her overall point of view. Remember, always, always approach the idea of you and her spending time together as if you're inviting her to come and visit your world and play in your playground. And if you and her both like it, then you'll keep inviting her back. In other words, what I'm really also trying to say here is don't be that old guy at the club with her trying to fit in. Let her be the young hot chick at the cultural festival with you enjoying food she's never tasted before, seeing sights she's never seen before, and being entertained like she's never been entertained before in her life. You get what I'm saying? Strategy number 16. Be Mr. Right Now, not Mr. Yesterday. Now pay close attention to what I'm saying here. Do not talk about the past. Don't be referencing a bunch of old pop culture things that happened a long time ago because that'll only remind her of your age difference.
You are old, very old.
Don't start off any sentences with back in my day. And you know what? Don't even say things like, remember back when this was hot, or remember when that movie first came out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Especially if you become aware that what you're talking about is something that happened more than a decade ago or two decades ago. Now, I know all of that might seem like a no-brainer to most of you out there, but you'd be surprised at how easily you can slip up and get caught up in a nostalgic moment and get so lost in it that you totally miss the fact that the younger woman sitting right there in front of you is totally clueless because she just happens to be a little too young to go as far down memory lane as you can. So because of all of this, try to keep your conversations focused on what's happening now, what's going on today, and maybe a little bit on what might be happening in the future. But please stay out of the past, because you don't want to come across as that guy that's too caught up on yesterday. And you also don't want to come across as a guy that's putting too much relationship pressure on her because you hear the sound of your own biological clock ticking. Strategy number 17. Get her to invest in you. What I mean by that is, as you're building a dating relationship with her, see if you can inspire or motivate her to do things for you rather than just settling into that groove of you always being the one doing things for her only. You see, if you can do things like ask her to pick something up for you, or make you something sometime, cook you something, wear something particularly for you, or bring something special with her on the date. Or you can just hold back from actually asking her to do anything just to see if she would actually volunteer to pay for a date or two. Huh. Now, if she starts doing any of these things towards you, if she starts giving back to you just as much as you give to her, then all of these things fall under the category of her beginning to invest in you. And don't get it twisted. This really doesn't have so much to do with money specifically, but it has everything to do with her investing just as much of her time, her energy, her emotions, her resources into the relationship as you're doing. And the reason why you want to see and experience her doing that is simple. The more invested both people are in a relationship, the more valuable that relationship is going to be to both of them, not just one of them. Because there's nothing stronger than a relationship where both people are in it to win it. Strategy number 18. Be the BBD. That's right. You be the BBD for a change. And of course, the BBD means be the bigger, better deal. You know, now that you've worked hard for a good part of your life and you've established yourself at least a little more than you had when you were her age, then now is the perfect time to use all of that to your advantage. Here's how you do it. Always indirectly drop subtle little hints that play up your value as a man. You know, like how interesting you are, how unique you are, and how accomplished you are in your life at this point. But again, never just come right out and announce stuff like this, because that'll only make you come off like you're bragging or trying to impress her, and that will either turn some young women off, or that'll just make you a target for those younger women who are only out here trying to get you for your stuff, going after you for your gold, or as they used to say, trying to stick you for your paper. It's always best, it's always, always best to display your goods by naturally working it into your conversation. That's right. You got to drop knowledge about yourself by doing it in stealth mode. Don't just come right out and say, yes, I own my own restaurant. No. Say, I always like to hear from my managers about how much my customers like our food. Got it? Also, don't say, yes, I'm a successful writer. No, don't say that. Instead, say something like, you know, what you said just reminded me of that story I wrote for the New Yorker a few weeks ago. And bite your own tongue before you say something like, yes, I'm a criminal defense attorney. No, don't say that. Say something like, I had a great day today. Thanks for asking. What happened was that I was able to get my client cleared of all of those trumped up charges that they had against him, and he was released and able to go home with his family this afternoon. You see what I did there, guys? You see, if you phrase things like that, you know, make your point and then get off that subject and move on to other things, you better believe that she heard you the first time, and she heard you loud and clear. And even if she doesn't ask you to elaborate on it immediately, if she doesn't say, hey, tell me more, again, you better believe she heard you the first time. By the way, if she does ask you to talk more about what you just said, only say enough to state the facts and then tie whatever you're talking about back to her, or better yet, back into a subject that both of you can talk more about. All you're trying to do here is give her evidence that you're an interesting person with a lot going on for yourself, and that it'll be well worth her time for her to spend more time getting to know you. That's all you're shooting for, nothing more. In terms of conversations like this, less is more. So hitting it and quitting it should be more than enough to keep her interested, if she already does have a spark of interest in you in the first place. So continue to play up the appealing aspects of who you are that are different from some of the younger men that she may be dating. Your mission is to be everything that those younger men are not. So do it early and do it often. Strategy number 19. Be an officer and a gentleman. What that means is be a leader and a man with some manners, class, and some sophistication to display. What I'm talking about here is the basics. Well, these things used to be basics before too many men and too many women basically abandoned doing these things. What I'm talking about here are things like open doors for her when you're entering and leaving different places. In restaurants, ask her what she wants, then order for her when a waiter comes. And in general, just be confident enough to risk making some bold decisions for her that you honestly believe that both of you will like. By the way, some of you guys out there have got this all wrong. You think something as simple as opening the door for a woman makes you a simp, a sucker, or a quote-unquote white knight. But I'm here to tell you that if doing something as simple as that is all it takes to turn you from a man into a sucker, then your ass really wasn't a man in the first place. If you think of showing any form of benign deference to a woman as a threat to your manhood, then just accept the fact that you're probably more hood than man, and this show ain't for you. But if you are a man, trust me, she gets enough of that, I don't know, what do you want to do, stuff already. She gets enough of that, what, hold open the door for you, can't you get it yourself? She's been getting enough of that from all of those suckers that she's been seeing before she met you. You see, some of you have this picture in your mind that doing simple acts of courtesy like that for a woman, you know, that's the equivalent of you running up behind her, doing stuff for her that she could do for herself. Like somehow that makes you Alfred the Butler or something. But if you're actually leading her like you're supposed to be, you'll already be in front, then she'll really be just following you like you're Alpha the Man. You understand me? Now, of course, no one here is living in a dream world. We all know not every woman responds well to being treated well, especially those chicks that are full metal ratchet.
Full metal ratchet.
But I'm not talking about those women. Men who listen to this show, who are in this army, shouldn't be going after women of that caliber anyway. So if you have run into one of those respectable young women who like to be treated with respect in return, then make her feel like she's being looked out for and taken care of. It's a difference between that and making a woman feel sucked up to or overly catered to. And real men know the difference. And if you're a man who respects himself, you'll recognize disrespect because you've been paying attention. So the message here is to be impressive instead of coming across like you're trying to impress. A lot of young women aren't used to this kind of treatment, and actually a lot of them won't really even appreciate it, I know. But for those who do appreciate it, they'll look at you like a dream come true. And better yet, you'll be setting a new standard for her in her dating life, and you'll instantly become that dude that she measures everybody else after you by. Spoil a woman by being a leader, and she won't ever want a follower again. Finally, strategy number 20. Don't talk yourself out of dating younger women. That's right. It's time out for talking yourself out of dating and relationship opportunities. Sometimes your friends, relatives, coworkers, and even other women will try to talk you out of dating younger women. Sometimes they'll try to do it for good reasons, and sometimes they'll try to do it for bad reasons. But most of the time, they'll do it for vague, iffy reasons. But no matter what their issues are, if they're not your issues, don't make them yours. Of course, there are pros and cons to anything. There are plenty of women who wouldn't date an older man if their lives depended on it. But on the other hand, there's also plenty of women out here who actually prefer to date older men. Sometimes older men, younger women relationships last, and sometimes they don't. And all for a large variety of different reasons that have nothing whatsoever to do with age. But the reality is that's true for any relationship that you enter into. So don't kick all younger women to the curb without first giving them some serious consideration. If younger women start giving you eyes, you better recognize. Don't deny young chicks. Just qualify young chicks. Vet them just like you do with any other woman. And if they fit the description of what you're looking for in a woman, then don't hesitate. Make the date. Yeah, she might be young, but she's ready. Whether you wind up with this younger woman for a night, many days and nights, or even for the rest of your life, the possibility of experiencing a relationship with a woman where there's some mutual attraction, cooperation, and commitment. Now, that's something that you shouldn't be trying to pass up just because it might make some other people uncomfortable. Just because it might make somebody else uncomfortable. So I'll leave you with this. If that younger woman that you're interested in is a consenting adult and she's interested in you too, then go ahead and date and let the haters hate.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.